Thank you so much. Good evening. Thank you, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us. Today it is Monday, June 5th, 2017. June 5th. A Monday evening call. We are live on the internet. And we wait for people to come on board for the conference call, and of course more as well on the internet through BBS. In the meantime, I'll play another tune.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my choice till I made.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. We have one caller here. Who is this?
It's Cleo from Connecticut. Sorry.
You're welcome. Yeah. More people have joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi.
I heard two people.
It's Dharmananda
Dave. Border Creek.
Dharmananda, I picked up. Good evening, Dharmananda. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Boulder Creek, from Boulder Creek, yes. And who else?
Dave from Atlantic City. Hi.
Welcome to the call. Good to have you all. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Who else joins in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Susan in Virginia. Hi,
everybody. Welcome to the call, Susan. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
We welcome you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Bob from Chico. Hey,
hello. Good evening, Bob. We welcome you.
Hey, that 60-cycle, that was a 60-cycle hum with my motor up on the swamp cooler.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
Yeah. Finally, 2 years later or something, right?
Yes.
I do get around to the project, I do.
Yes, you got it fixed.
I'll be inviting you down for the house warm when I finally do finish it.
All right.
Now, your email's still the same one that you sent to me, right?
Yep.
Like 2 years ago? Okay,
yep.
I'll find it in the history.
So welcome also those folks that are joining in through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here with us tonight. And plan to be here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Good evening, guys. Everybody.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Rick Iverson.
Hi, Rick. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. More people joining in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Hi, Lisa, everybody.
Who else joining in? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Greetings, Knight. Positive greetings.
Good evening. Welcome. Positive greetings to you.
You turn the fan on.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Michelle, welcome to the call.
Hi, thanks.
Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the conference call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hey, John, welcome.
Hi.
Terry from Sedona.
Hey, Terry. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Welcome. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, Susan from Michigan.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Deb in Oregon.
Good evening. Welcome to the call, Deb.
Thank you. Welcome.
Terry Brown, do you know about when his whereabouts?
Yeah. He should be calling in a minute.
Oh, all right, good. And we had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Heights. It's Eric in New Mexico.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Heights.
All right. More people joining in. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hello, good evening, Bonnie.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi.
My Bonnie is over the ocean. Bonnie is over the sea.
Right. That's noisy where I'm at.
Good evening. Welcome to the call, Mr. Anonymous.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon.
How come you didn't call me in a panic?
I am not in a panic.
You knew I would show up, right?
I told him you would show up.
I see. Okay. I just got back from the store.
So what are you going to have for dinner?
Well, we had Whole Foods organic chicken and whatever else I put in there. But let's get started, okay? And hang on a second.
The things are off. I'm ready to mute the lights.
All right. Anybody have anything to say before we start?
Can't get organic chicken here.
Positive greetings.
Hi.
Positive greetings.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
June 5th.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 5th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everybody everywhere. And I thought I would do a call tonight on all kinds of odds and ends that I think are important to put out. All right? And one of the things is I want to mention in a little more detail some of the alternative things that Terry and I, it's actually I have discovered, but Terry is getting results with, okay? And because I do think some of these things will be important to some of you and your health. So one of the things that I mentioned briefly, okay, in some of our other calls, but I will go into a little more detail. One of the things is it's called low-dose naltrexone. If some of you are having health issues, or you should really write this down, because I don't know if it's going, I might write a little PDF and talk about some of this stuff. But for the moment, some of these things may be very important in terms of your own healing, because Kelly and I have been into alternative stuff most of our lives. And in fact, we met because of that. We met at a, excuse me, a multi-level marketing meeting where we were selling Swedish flower pollen, believe it or not. And that was one of my very first things into alternative health. Although my first girlfriend in college, who I've mentioned, who really influenced my life, was reading books by Adele Davis, which I started to read at that time. And of course, I thought she was a nut, my girlfriend, and she was into all these nutty things. But now I am even nuttier, okay? So low-dose naltrexone, N-A-L-T-R-E-X-O-N-E. You need a prescription for it. If you have a doctor and you go on the internet, you can find things to give your doctor, and he'll probably write you a prescription. Otherwise, he won't, because he'll be nervous about what he's recommending. There are quite a few doctors that are aware of low-dose naltrexone, and if you do research on the internet, they're listed. Just put in low-dose naltrexone doctors and go to one in your area. There's also websites where you can have an online consultation with a doctor who will then give you a prescription without seeing him for low-dose naltrexone. So it's not that expensive, particularly once you, the most important, most expensive part of it is prescription. After that, it might cost anywhere from $25 to $50 a month. There's even pharmacies online that, if you have a prescription, will sell it to you fairly cheaply, $25 and $30. And if you can't if you're motivated and you can't find it, send me an email, and you know, at some point I might compile this. Low dose naltrexone is a drug. Naltrexone was a drug that was originally used, and still is, for people with addictions, people that are getting off addictions. And it does something to increase the endorphins, which makes people feel better, so they don't feel so compelled to their addictive drug. But what was discovered, I think it was in the 19—I don't remember when— but somebody started experimenting with low doses of it, and they found that it was benefiting all kinds of things, including cancer. Here's a comment from a doctor, David Gluck, MD. Low-dose naltrexone may well be the most important therapeutic breakthrough in over 50 years. It provides a new, safe, and inexpensive method of medical treatment by mobilizing the natural defenses of one's own immune system. LDN substantially reduces healthcare costs and improves treatment of a wide array of diseases. Unfortunately, because it's been without patent protection for many years, no pharmaceutical company will bear the expense of the large clinical trials necessary for FDA approval of low-dose Valtrexon's new special uses. It's up now to public institutions to seize the opportunity that LDN offers. And here is, what diseases has it been useful for, and how effective is it? Okay, this is a long list. Now, write this down. I'm reading from a website that somebody put up as a public service on low-dose naltrexone. And the website is lowdosenaltrexone.org. And naltrexone is spelled N-A-L-T-R-E-X-O-N-E. So, one doctor who did the initial research on it, his name is Bernard Bihari, M.D., and just to give you an idea of all the things it's good for, first of all, it looks like there's a list of 20 different kinds of cancer, and a lot of people have made testimonials of how it's helped them, okay? You know, lymphocyte leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's, I hope that's true. Ovarian, pancreatic, prostate, you know, just 20 different cancers. Other things, common colds, emphysema, HIV, depression, major and bipolar, Lyme disease, late stage. And you can always look up low-dose naltrexone and your particular issue and read about what comes up. I have found one of the best places to get credible information on alternative things is health blogs. There's a huge amount of health blogs, and there are people who have used these things and have success with them, and they really like to share it with other people. Health blogs and YouTube. And you know they're being honest, and it's motivating to start using something when you hear how it's worked for others, okay? Another one here, neurodegenerative diseases. So we have under that Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, autism, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, post-polio, post-traumatic stress disorder, palsy, and more, and other immune diseases, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, stiff person syndrome, systemic lupus, ulcerative colitis, and there's a bunch more, okay? It's demonstrated efficacy in thousands of cases. Dr. Bihari reported having treated over 300 patients who had cancer that failed to respond to standard treatments. Of that group, some 50%, after 4 to 6 months treatment with LDN, began to demonstrate a halt in cancer growth and tumor shrinkage. Now, these are people that normal treatment didn't work. In other words, chemotherapy and radiation are what's standard. And of that group, 50% had success with this product, which means if you took all the people that did respond and didn't, the percentage would be higher. Okay? Autoimmune diseases. Multiple sclerosis. Less than 1% of those patients ever experienced a fresh attack of MS while they maintained their regular LDN nightly therapy. HIV. Many HIV/AIDS patients have been living symptom-free for years, taking only LDN with no other medication. How is it possible that one medication can impact such a wide range of disorders? The disorders listed above all share a particular feature. In all of them, the immune system plays a central role. Low blood levels of endorphins are generally present, contributing to the disease-associated immune deficiencies. So, LDN increases the endorphin level. And that's probably why it's good for things like bipolar and mood shifts, okay? LDN is a prescription drug. Now being filled by hundreds of local pharmacies, as well as mail order pharmacies. And then there's listed here a whole bunch of pharmacies that you could order from once you have a prescription. And he says, make sure to look at, if you're interested, look, make sure you look, I'm going to read this website again. Study this website, lowdosenaltrexone.org. LOWDOSENALTREXONE. Okay? And because there's a huge amount of information. Since it is not approved for any of these things, doctors will be reluctant to recommend it unless they know about it, okay? And list some doctors here. So that's low-dose naltrexone. Terry is taking it. It got prescribed by the local Sedona. No, that's just prescribed by Dr. Silver in Scottsdale. But I'm sure we could have gotten her local doctor to prescribe it. We were talking to him about it. And it doesn't have side effects, and it's good. Okay. Another one is vitamin C. And this one's easy. No prescription necessary. And it is good for all kinds of things. And I was surprised when I saw all the things that it was good for. Okay? Now, let me see. How do I search for this here? What are the health benefits of vitamin C? Definitely good for cancer. Definitely. Of course, we know it's good for building your immune system. Let me see here. Stage 4. Everyone who recommends alternative stuff for cancer recommends vitamin C. And mostly vitamin C that is taken intravenously. And wait a second, I'm still searching. Linus Pauling was the person who popularized vitamin C, megadoses. Okay? Let's see here. Here's some of the things vitamin C plays a role in protecting. And this is from, let me see, University of Maryland Medical Center. All right. Heart diseases. Helpful for preventing heart attack or stroke. They protect arteries. Can slow down the progression of hardening of the arteries. People that have low levels of vitamin C more likely to have a heart attack. Arteriosclerosis, the blood vessels in the legs, which can lead to pain when walking, known as intermittent claudication.
Would you read that again?
Pain in your legs, okay? Some people think it helps. Pain in your legs due to hardening of the arteries in the legs, okay? High blood pressure, okay? A common cold. Osteoarthritis. Vitamin C is essential for the body to make collagen, which is part of normal cartilage. Cartilage is destroyed in osteoarthritis, putting pressure on bones and joints. People who eat diets rich in vitamin C are less likely to be diagnosed with arthritis. Age-related macular degeneration. That's for your eyes, okay? Wait a second. Vitamin C appears to work with other antioxidants, including zinc, beta-carotene, vitamin E, to protect the eyes against developing macular degeneration. The leading cause of legal blindness in people over 55. Asthma. Studies are mixed when it comes to the effect of vitamin C on asthma. Some show that low levels of vitamin C are more common in people with asthma. Other things, boosting immune system, maintaining healthy gums. That's one. It's like people that have their gums going bad or teeth getting loose, the vitamin C can fix it, okay? Allergy-related conditions, asthma, eczema, and hay fever. Reducing effects of sun exposure, alleviating dry mouth, healing burns and wounds, decreasing blood sugar in people with diabetes. Some viral conditions, including mononucleosis, okay? And again, if you have something serious, you may try getting IV drips of vitamin C. See how it works, but they're expensive, $175 to $200 per one. Jerry is getting two per week. But as I mentioned yesterday, I think I did, there is a new kind of vitamin C. It's called liposomal vitamin C. Liposomal and it increases the absorption of vitamin C into your system many times over. Regular vitamin C supposedly absorbs 5% to 20%. And the way this liposomal vitamin C works is that it puts some kind of coating on the vitamin C, a natural coating, so that the vitamin C will pass through your stomach and not get pre-digested by all the acids in your stomach, and then will go to your colon, which is the organ of your body that absorbs things. So we got some of this liposomal vitamin C. I discovered it, and I said, I'm going to try it. And we didn't buy the cheapest one. I'm going to try another one to see. I could take it, and I could notice it immediately when I took it. There's a feeling in my body. I can feel it absorbing. And we got something called LIVON Laboratories for $30 for these 30 little envelopes that you squeeze into water, and it's 1 gram of vitamin C each. But there are other companies that sell the same, what they call the same thing, liposomal. One of them that seems to be pretty reasonable is Dr. Mercola. And Roger had mentioned to me, and I checked him out, and he was correct, that you can get liposomal vitamin C from Dr. Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, and it costs about, if it's discounted, I'm looking at a company called Puritan.com that's selling it for $15 for 60 capsules. It's not this funny liquid that you squeeze out. It's capsules. But the other, that's like $15 for 60 grams. And the one we got was $30 for 30 grams. So it is 1/4 the cost of the one we got. Well, it says here they're only, but let me say something here. When they, it doesn't really have 60 grams, okay? It's apparently 30 grams because you need 2 capsules, which is a serving size. So it's not 1/4, it's 1/2. Now, there may be some other cheaper ones. Of course, it's always hard to figure out if you're buying something cheap and you're not familiar with the manufacturer, if you're really getting what you're paying for. So I know Dr. Mercola is pretty reputable and probably works hard to keep up his reputation. So his is probably good. And let's see here. So that's vitamin C, okay? Now, SEACT was one of the first things we discovered. And we started taking it for about 2 weeks straight. And somehow, at the moment, it's fallen through the cracks, all right? But we're going to, you know, started again, and there was definitely a lot of evidence that it worked. And, you know, I have the guy from the SAXT company on our call about 6 or 8 weeks ago. And his name was Brian. And he was so committed to his product. I mean, he was the owner of the company. And he has watched all kinds of people get better with SAXT, not only from cancer, but from arthritis. And SAXT has a great story. There was a nurse in Canada. I think I told the story, but I've probably heard all this. There was a nurse in Canada who had a friend that had cancer, and some Native American shaman in Canada gave her friend this herbal formula, and it cured her cancer. And the nurse got hold of the formula and started giving it to people. And she quit her nurse job and just was giving it away or getting donations. She wasn't trying to get rich on it by any means, but she was very committed to people having it. And she saw it working. And then the Canadian government shut her down. And then a doctor in Boston who had a cancer clinic heard about her. And he had her come to Boston, put her up, and they were putting all of the patients on SEAC and getting extremely good results. Okay? And here's just one little thing I'll read here from a guy by the name of Dr. Axe. SAXT is a traditional Native American formula that was rediscovered by cancer nurse Renee Case of Canada. Dr. Charles Brush, and it was perfected through years of clinical studies with her longtime research partner, Dr. Charles Brush, personal physician to President Kennedy. This SAXT tonic is said to enable the body to effectively remove toxins and waste, permitting for cellular renewal and revitalized health. The mixture of roots, bark, and leaves sold worldwide as a health tonic. While it has been most notably used as an anti-cancer treatment, it's also used to treat other serious problems like gastrointestinal disease, diabetes, and even AIDS. And it's like cheap. It's like $25 to $30 a month. You can get it at your local health food store in many cases. And you can buy it from Brian. See, I have Brian's number here. I just asked. And he is extremely reasonable. In fact, you know, he is giving the tea away for free to someone that absolutely can't afford it. And he's been doing that for a long time. And his family got the formula from the doctor who was working with Renee, Dr. Bruce. And the doctor wanted to make sure people knew how to do it, and he just passed it on. I don't believe he made any money from it. It's hard to make a lot of money on something like this because you have to be careful not to get busted, so to speak. But in any case, his, Brian's number is, I think his company is called Discount SEX. His phone number is 978-504-9517. He loves to talk to people. And, you know, if you tell him you heard about it through me, he will be more apt to be open when he's talking to you. Obviously, anyone that sells anything like this and is totally candid is getting themselves into a lot of risk. Okay? Now, another really interesting product that is cheap, easily accessible, is something called cell food. And Terry and I have a friend, Roger Doucette, who we've known for years. And Roger has maintained this business of selling alternative products. And he also keeps very good tabs of all kinds of products and what works for people. And I called Roger and I told him about Terry. He knows Terry. And I said, what do you know that's really good? And he said, cell food. He said, every person that he has recommended cell food to has had success with beating their cancer. And he told me, you start out slow and work up to 100 drops a day. Just a little liquid in a small bottle that costs about $20, okay? And there's one thing here with some studies on it, okay? Let me see. Cell food is a unique proprietary concentrate of 78 ionic minerals, 34 enzymes, 17 amino acids, electrolytes, and dissolved oxygen, held in a negatively charged suspension utilizing deuterium, the only non-radioactive isotope of hydrogen. The oral supplementation of cell food for a period of 6 months significantly improves fibromyalgia symptoms and health-related quality of life of fibromyalgic patients compared to a placebo. Cell food treatment of leukemia cell lines induces cell death through the apoptotic mechanisms and altering cell metabolisms through blah, 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 blah regulation. Okay, it's too complicated to read. You can do your own research, okay? These are guys that are reporting on their research. And indicated it was successful with lung cancer, colon cancer, fibroblasts, melanoma, breast cancer, and also. But it's easy to take. Again, it's little white bottle that you squeeze it, drops come out of the top. And, you know, you start out with maybe 5 drops in a glass of water a few times a day. And if you have something really serious, you increase your amount of drops. So Roger said he recommended people to work up to 100 drops a day. So that's a good one. And it's good for other things, but I'm not competent enough to tell you. Although, I think I just read somebody said it was good for diabetes. And, Terry, what else are we doing? Hello, Terry. Are you there?
Hi. Hi.
What else are we doing? We're using frankincense.
Vitamins and minerals.
Frankincense is an oil. What's the name for it? Everybody's taking oils these days. Essential oil, right. And we started out getting it from this guy that Raiden recommended that was a doTERRA guy. And and I don't believe doTERRA is the cheapest way to get it, okay, if you do some research. But it's just what was in our face, so we got it, okay? And let me see here. Frankincense, also known as olibanum, has been used for thousands of years and is a common type of essential oil used to help fight disease-causing inflammation. Support heightened immunity, relieves chronic stress, reduces pain, and prevents dangerous infections. But many people remain unaware of the added cancer-fighting potential of this precious serum, which researchers from the University of Leicester in the UK, among others, have confirmed through rigorous scientific testing. Also known as Boswellia, frankincense claims as part of its vast nutrient profile a unique compound called, etyl-11-keto-beta-boswellic acid, okay? Scientific tests have determined that AKBA is a sworn enemy of cancer. With funding from the government of Oman, researchers from the University of Leicester were able to uncover how frankincense may be a safe and effective therapy for women who suffer from ovarian cancer. Even patients with late-stage ovarian cancer, which is exceedingly difficult to treat using conventional methods, frankincense oil demonstrated clear efficacy. Cancer cells that don't respond to chemotherapy are eradicated by frankincense. So we were using something called DDR Prime, which was frankincense and some added things, other oils. But it seems like frankincense was the prime ingredient. DDR Prime is one of the products from doTERRA. And I believe Young Living has a comparable product, okay? And here is, Roger is telling me, Marcola, here it is. Vitamin C, 180 per bottle, 90-day supply. I guess that's taking two a day. That's taking a gram a day is $36. That's a 3-month supply for $36. That's $12 a month. Now, you have to study up because you might need a larger dosage than they're recommending, or you might want to experiment with it, keeping in mind that when we're doing the IV drips, we're taking 75 grams in one day. And this is 90 grams, okay, for a 90-day supply. So I think they're assuming 1 gram a day, all right? So you have to read up on it. If you were to have something serious, I would take more than 1 gram a day. I would take at least 5 grams a day. And as far as I understand, you cannot OD on vitamin C. Now, I'm not giving medical advice here. I'm telling you what I've read. And you have to do your own research or see your own doctor. But I have read over and over again that vitamin C is harmless. And if you start ODing on it, taking too much, you end up having diarrhea. And that's it. Then you know to back off. All right? So thank you, Roger. And that price is from Mercola's website, Mercola.com. MERCOLA.com. And I am amazed at how vitamin C is impacted Terry. I'm amazed, number one, the drips, the IV drips, every time she does it, from the time she was really bad off, which she was, it brought her energy up. And then I started taking it for the past few days. And it brings my energy up, as well as I can feel it dissolving into my system. And I can feel benefits from it. I'm starting to crave it. So that's good. If anyone wants to try it, vitamin C liposomal. Another thing we're doing is we're juicing. And I'm trying to make one to do glasses of vegetable juice every day, and particularly green juice, because many people say that when you have an alkaline system, your body heals itself much more effectively. And if anyone's interested, it's pretty easy to get these little strips in the drugstore that measure your alkalinity. And you can see exactly, it changes color depending on the acid or alkaline balance in your body. And they're very cheap, $10 for a package. And probably will last in the rest of your life. And you can monitor your alkaline, your alkaline levels. And almost everybody says that when your body is alkaline, it doesn't get sick. And cancer cures itself. It's healed. As well as other diseases that won't exist well in an alkaline environment. Then you have to start watching your diet and not eating things that create acid in your system. Like Terry, what creates acid in your system?
Sugar, coffee, those are a couple things. But,
sugar. Yes. Sugar. Some of you guys have your own experiences with health stuff, and I'm not giving you much time to talk. Let me just ask the question here. Wait a second.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you. How many of you have your own expertise on health stuff, on things that you tried yourself or on someone you know that have worked, things that I have not mentioned. Nobody, right?
I'm in a low hour.
Pardon me?
You already mentioned most of the ones that I know.
Somebody said I needed another hour, right?
Yeah, we need our own show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm asking the question. Wait. We don't have a lot of time. I mentioned that because we could do another show and have you guys share things that you know about, okay? That's what I'm asking. There's not time to do it now, but let me ask again. How many of you are aware of things that work? Not that you've heard of, but you have some personal experience with, other than what I mentioned.
Colloidal silver.
Yes.
Yes.
Colloidal silver. Okay.
Bentonite clay.
Which one?
Yeah, bentonite.
Bentonite clay.
Bentonite clay. Right? Mm-hmm. What else?
Yeah. Tom Palladino and the cellular energy.
Well, I'm not. We can get into that later. Okay.
Acacia, golden seal, and other kind of herbs for infections and things.
Right. I remember that from the Bill Davis days, right?
Yeah.
There's
a lot of mushrooms, reishi mushrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
Cannabis oil.
Kosher
cannabis root. Oil. Cannabis oil. Okay. What else?
Oh, yeah.
Kosher root.
Hyaluronic acid for arthritis.
Yeah.
What for arthritis?
Collagen and hyaluronic acid for arthritis.
Okay. Anybody experience MMS? That's a really controversial one.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you experienced it positively?
No.
Yes.
That's one that there's a lot of controversy about. And so it's fine. Interestingly enough, there was a guy who lived in Los Angeles, and his name, what was his name, Terry?
Whose name? Jim Humble?
Jim Humble, right.
Oh, MMS.
Yeah. MMS, yeah. He lived in Los Angeles, and years ago...
Miracle Minerals solution, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Years ago, Terry worked for that guy, right? And she didn't know what he was doing. She knew he was doing something with water purification. That's all she knew. And then recently, somebody said, you should check MMS out. And I checked it out. And it turns out it was a miracle mineral supplement, okay? But it has bleach. Chlorine, and it's something that you have to be very careful with because it can supposedly, you know, eat away your stomach. On the other hand, Jim Humble, the guy who figured it out, claims to have cured 100,000 people from malaria,
yeah.
Claims that it'll fix 95% of diseases. And as you go search for it, there's a lot of controversy. So we bought some. I'm going to
leave BBS. We need to leave BBS.
We need to leave. Okay. So let's say goodbye to everybody on BBS. And we're going to say to everybody on this call. Was that all interesting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we had a bunch of millennials on this call, they're too young to worry about this shit. Pardon my language.